You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Modica, Scott the King Angle, Greg Sussman here with you, going live on YouTube in about five or so minutes now, so get excited for that. Check it out. If you have the opportunity to do so, get to that computer, get to that phone, and get on YouTube, Fantasy Sports Network's YouTube account. So, guys, week number six, we get to the waiver wires coming up in about an hour from now. A bunch of guys you may want to go get. We'll give you some prices to spend. We'll tell you who you should go out and get tomorrow on the show. We'll do our either ors as we like to do. So look forward to that. But right now, Scotty, Maddie, I want to get into some of the major headlines coming out of week five. Some of the major injuries that have popped up. Some of the concerns that we may have going forward. Let's start in the NFC North. Right, we had an NFC North battle last night between the Vikings and the Bears. But it's the other two teams that come up in my mind. First, Green Bay. We asked and we questioned about Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson, it seemed, popped up with a little bit of a hamstring injury yet on Sunday. That's why he wasn't out there on the last drive. He wasn't on the injury report after the game. He says he's fine. Mike McCarthy says he's fine. Are you concerned at all about Jordy Nelson?
Well, Mike McCarthy said that, yeah, he did have a hamstring injury. Jordy completely denied it. I think anytime you have a hamstring injury, you have to be concerned. So, you know, as Matt astutely pointed out yesterday, you have to have Geronimo Allison holstered just in case. And look, I personally never want to see a player get injured. I know there's a lot of people of hope out there who own Devontae Adams who are hoping that Jordy Nelson is hurt. But, you know, we're going to have to wait and see on this. But a hamstring injury is never good.
Hey, look, Jordy Nelson wasn't healthy. If Jordy Nelson was healthy, he would have been out on that last drive. So for him not to be on the field, something was up. As far as waivers go, look, I'm looking at my home league in Staten Island, and two names I wouldn't have thought would be available at this time are Willie Snead and, what's his name, Jameson Crowder. Entering the season, coming into week six, I would have never thought that.
Similar players that went in similar spots, actually, during the draft, so it's interesting that both of them were available for you.
Yeah, and Willie Snead had a week off to get healthy. You know, I would say within the next 2 weeks you're going to see the real Willie Snead. You know, I think the Saints missed him to a degree. There's a definite reliable element there that they need to move the chains.
I think that'll help that offense a lot, him returning.
The other major story from the NFC North yesterday was Matt Stafford. He came out of the game, he came out of the week with both a high ankle sprain and a thigh injury. Everyone's kind of optimistic he plays, but we know these are two injuries, Scott, that do linger.
Yeah, I think I'm worried more about the high ankle sprain. You know, it could affect his mobility.
Yep.
could affect the velocity on the ball, etc. But, you know, all reports are that they expect him to play, so they'll just rest him a limited practice. You want to see him out there as a fantasy owner against New Orleans, but you can't assume New Orleans is just a cake matchup anymore.
Road Records in the Morning, YouTube Live! We are next.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
And, of course, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson in the building.
Let it breathe, Don Burns. Hey.
The King, Scott Angle, Wall Street Matt Modica. We're hanging out and talking about the biggest news from yesterday. And it's kind of what we feared a little bit when it comes to San Francisco and it comes to Carlos Hyde. Kyle Shanahan comes out and says, listen, had nothing to do, once again, it had nothing to do with Carlos Hyde's hip. I went with the hot hand, and going forward, we will go with the hot hand. Carlos Hyde will get the first touch, then Matt Breida will come in, and we'll go with whoever looks the best. Corey, how nervous should we be?
Well, he should have had this attitude, this hot hand attitude, on Super Bowl Sunday. How about that, Kyle Shanahan? You feel what I'm saying? You want to go with the hot hand? How about Devontae Freeman on Super Bowl Sunday? But as far as what we got to deal with this season right here, it's going to be a pain in the butt. I don't think Breida is startable yet. He could be in week 7. I don't see it in week 6. Hopefully we get some more news before the end of the week. But my thing is, Carlos Hyde is the starter. Carlos Hyde is the player with the pedigree. Carlos Hyde is the guy that should be in your lineup.
Yeah, I don't believe Kyle Shanahan. It's, it's coach speak. How you can tell a coach is lying, like his lips are moving. There's no way I believe him, because if Carlos Hyde were fully healthy, and injuries are always seemingly an issue with him, there is no way that Matt Breida is significantly cutting into his workload. Carlos Hyde is the more talented guy. I think, you know, it's just coach speak to keep the opposition off balance. The coaches don't. If they, the coaches had it their way, they wouldn't share anything. So I don't believe them.
If you play, that's one. If you play in a trade league, you go over to the Carlos Hyde owner and you try and get Carlos Hyde. I'm not like buying that. It one bit.
I like that.
That's the time. If somebody gets nervous when they hear these things, yeah.
But do you jump in only because of the one reason? Because maybe if he's not telling the truth, do you want to buy on a hurt Carlos Hyde if he's really hurt? And how much do you give up for that?
I mean, look, there's always a price. You got to pay is too high in certain instances. But I'm definitely going to inquire, try to get Carlos Hyde is very talented. And maybe he's injured right now, because for him to only get 5 carries and then say, we're going to the hot hand.
Yeah.
That's not how you use a running back. Usually running backs, you see second half of a game, you start wearing down.
Like Ezekiel Elliott, really?
Yeah.
Look
what he did against the Seattle defense.
Yeah, that guy ripped off his, like, what, 69-yard run again? You're going to tell me that you're going to use Matt Breida over him?
I'm with you.
Okay, so what? But now let's look at it from this way. What if Shanahan is telling the truth?
That seems like an issue.
I'll be shocked.
Well,
if he is telling the truth, I mean, we got to prepare for that, too.
I agree with that. I agree. But I want to go back to the summer, right? Carlos Hyde was being cut by this team.
This is true.
Carlos Hyde was being Tim Hightower and Joe Williams.
Yep.
And
banging on the table.
Carlos Hyde is not a good fit for Kyle Shanahan's zone offense. We heard all of this noise, and you come out week one, Carlos Hyde dominates.
Before this past week, Carlos Hyde has looked fantastic, yeah. In my opinion.
Talking about contract extension.
Yeah.
So why would you go back to the summer if they're talking about a contract extension on the weekend?
But he's making a point. Yeah, he's bringing it together, Scott.
My point is, I'm going to take the talent of Carlos Hyde, and as long as Carlos Hyde is healthy, to me, it's Carlos Hyde's backfield. And look, if Matt Breida gets touches, I'm fine with that. In this modern day NFL, you know, there's only a couple of guys. David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell were getting like 90% of plus of these snaps and all that. So
I'll say this, and I've said it all along. If you're a Carlos Hyde owner, you want to own Matt Breida. You wanted to own Matt Breida.
Oh, it's a must.
I think now it's become the must. Because if for whatever reason Matt Breida all of a sudden becomes the hot hand, you want to make sure you own him.
Yeah, and whoever's not a Carlos Hyde owner, if you're a Carlos Hyde owner and you didn't already have Breida, now you're in trouble. Because if he's a free agent in your league, a lot of people are going to be going after him, and now you're not guaranteed to have
correct.
Him. So there's a lesson learned here. If you know exactly who the handcuff is and you can roster him, and it's not always clear in some situations who the handcuff is, do it now. You know, sometimes you look at that spot on your roster, right? And you say to myself, I'm not starting that guy this week. It's dead weight. You got to be patient and, you know, be ahead of the curve.
What?
Nothing.
Junior high schooler.
Nah, for real. But honestly, on our real talk, we've been hearing rumors about Carlos Hyde, like you said, Greg, since the summer. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't believe everything you hear. So I would just go ahead, you know what I'm saying, put him out there, Listen, if you get burned in week six, you won't get burned in week seven. That's how you got to take it right now. As far as the Breeder thing, the Carlos Hyde owner should have had Breeder 3 weeks ago. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you're in a 12-team league, I think Breeder should be on a roster in every 12-team league because of the potential he could have moving forward if this thing really becomes to a hot hand situation, and not to mention Carlos Hyde's extensive injury history.
Learn a lesson from this. If you own Jay Ajayi, roster Kenyon Drake when the waiver run goes.
What about Damian Williams?
They've come out and said that it was Drake. Drake is more of that every down back. Damian Williams, as a pass catcher, I do like, but there was overtones in the preseason about Drake, and more recently, that if something was to happen with Ajayi. Would that hold true? I think it would still be some sort of a committee.
I think so, too. But I think Kenyon Drake right now would be the guy you want to own.
Yeah. He would get more pure runs.
To Scott's point with Kenyon Drake, especially if you're an Ajayi owner, you want to be ahead of the curve. You want to get Drake for a couple of dollars, not a good portion of your fan.
Yeah, you don't want to have to do it like you have to do Jerick McKinnon now. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have to drop the whole bag on.
Yeah, like if you have Le'Veon Bell, and you got $0 bids, and John Connor's out there. Spend $0 on John Connor.
Yeah,
you're just shoring yourself up, right? You're just making.
Did anything ever get made of that rumor of Le'Veon Bell that he had failed dirty? That he popped it dirty?
Nothing has come out of that.
Nothing has come out of that. Where the smoke, there's fire.
Smoke him if you got him.
Yeah, where the smoke, there's fire.
We'll see.
But I would definitely own John Connor.
What was that?
With the smoke, there's usually a test coming.
Yeah. With the
that's cool too.
Moving on, moving on here from San Francisco just for a moment. I want to go to the New York Giants because some more official news.
I was thinking about the New York Giants today. You remember in the summer they were talking about they had the best wide receiver core in the NFL.
I do.
So we were a long way from that.
Check out my Sports Grid story on SportsGrid.com today about when will the Giants win their first game and how many will they
never.
Win.
Never.
The Giants lost Odell Beckham to a fractured ankle. He had surgery last night on that left ankle. They expect he'll be fine for next year.
How you know he had it last night?
Jordan Renown reported it this morning.
Did he go to the hospital with him?
Potentially.
I wonder what hospital he went to.
Why do you wonder that?
Just curious. Yeah. Maybe he's at Columbia Presbyterian or something.
It's possible. You know, there's optimism for a full recovery. Should I look in to see what hospital he's at? There's no.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
I think he's probably not under his real name anyway.
Yeah, John Smith.
David Beckham, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Brandon Marshall announced on his Instagram account last night he is done for the season. With his ankle injury.
I think he's doing fantasy owners a favor.
I agree.
Because people were holding on. They didn't want to drop him, maybe. So, now you get to cut the cord.
He's 34 years old next spring. This could be end of the line.
That Instagram sounded like he was retiring.
I agree. Yeah. I think he's
and
done.
If he retires, the man never played in an NFL playoff game. Amazing.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
12 years. What was it, 12 years?
And he was never a Buffalo Bill either. How about that?
Unusual coincidence.
It's true.
How does that happen?
I'll tell you how it happened. Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he spent a lot of time with Cutler. That's how it happened.
Yep. Pretty much. Sterling Shepard. He's got his own ankle injury. And Shep, it's not going to be a season ender for him. It's going to be a couple of weeks. I believe the Giants have a week 8 bye. He's not going to play this week in week 6. Quite sure he won't be playing week 7 either. Come back after the bye week 9. So that's kind of the deal with Sterling.
That sucks right there. They got Tavarius King now. They re-sign him. And there was another guy they signed off the practice squad.
They bring Victor Cruz back.
They have not brought Victor Cruz back. But I saw
Evan Ingram is probably the best pass catching option on this team.
Yep.
Right now, long term, if Shepard's back week 9, you want to have him rest of the way. But currently,
Eli's got some familiarity with some of these other guys, so it'll be interesting to see who step forward.
Here's the best tweet I saw yesterday in regards to the Giants and their ankle injuries. Hakeem Nicks, Ruben Randall, Victor Cruz, and Mario Manningham are all free agents, and none are older than 31. Bring them all back!
Wow. How
about that? None are older than 31.
That's crazy. Hakeem Nicks seemed like he's 70.
Correct.
He's got the legs, you know.
The complete compartments, and he just went downhill after that. Victor Cruz, salsa's over. Then you see that with T.O., like, T.O., one day he's crying to get into the Hall of Fame, then the next day he's trying to get back into the league.
Call me.
Yeah. It's going to mess up your Hall of Fame clock.
Chad Johnson, the same thing.
Chad, these dudes can't play football no more.
It was funny.
I'd be better than Roger Lewis.
I was talking to somebody, and they're just like, oh, if it was the Jets, they would sign Terrell Owens. I'm like, what is wrong with you? This dude's like 50.
Maybe he'll the kind of people that call WFAN.
Maybe he'll do some sit-ups in his driveway again.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. We take a break. We'll come back. We're going to go live on television in just about 40 minutes from now. Appreciate you checking out our YouTube video. When we come back, we'll talk some more about some of the major headlines here from yesterday, including about Bilal Powell and the Jets running backs. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. With you, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Talk about one New York team. There was the New York Giants. Let's go over the other one, the better one.
Yes. It's crazy.
The New York Jets. Matt Forte has a toe injury. Bilal Powell gets hurt over the weekend. That means it's the next man up. That means it's time for Elijah McGuire. McGuire, all the Jet beat reporters were tweeting out yesterday that this dude is going to eat here on Sunday. We're going to get to the waiver wires in a little bit, but Corey, you're probably going to be killing yourself if you didn't pick up Elijah McGuire over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I got him in a couple spots a couple weeks ago, so I was able to drop the slight one. Now this week, you got to go open it up. Now, listen, the Jets are playing decent football. He's got the feature role of himself. The kid can catch a couple passes out the backfield. You can put him in there. He'll more than likely be in the RB2 mix this week because he's going to get the full workload.
Yeah, and he's
against the Pats, too. So, yeah. You know, the Pats, you can catch passes against them.
Yep.
They haven't been the strongest versus the run. I'm sorry, Scott.
5'10", 210. You know, versatility, like Corey pointed out. So, you need running back help, but a lot of people do. People are going to go aggressively after him because, Powell does have some trouble staying healthy overall.
What's his reach?
What's that?
What's his reach?
He's not a boxer.
Oh, you was giving the tail of the tape.
Yeah, he was 5'10", 210. That's what you need to know.
What's his reach? What's his reach, Scott?
I think it's about this long.
Look, it's a good matchup for McGuire. I'm really not that impressed with the kid. I know he's going to be a starting running back, so everybody's got to be interested. 11 rushes, 20 yards this past weekend. He did have 10 for 93 against Jacksonville. 69 yards came on a touchdown run where he was not touched, like the Red Sea opened up. But, you know, if you can put him in the bye weeks, sure.
Let's talk more, of course, about Elijah McGuire when it comes to our waiver wire segment a little bit later on in the show. Other headlines from yesterday, gentlemen. That includes Andrew Luck, who has been ruled out for week number 6.
You say that with a smile.
Do you follow that thing on Twitter, Captain Andrew Luck? I think it's fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
It is really...
What is it?
Incredible.
It's Andrew Luck in, like, the Civil War gear for the North. And it's his mom. He's like, he's writing...
He's writing letters to his mother.
He's like, this week, we will do drill. No battle is imminent. So. It's wonderful.
Greg.
Yes.
You know why he wasn't on the pub list?
Because they wanted to make people believe he was coming back?
Nah.
Okay.
Because if you're on the pup list,
yep,
you can't practice. Andrew Luck has been in practice for 2 weeks now.
One week.
Well, this will be his second week of practice.
Yeah, this will be his second week.
That's
and
why
look, I don't think putting Andrew Luck on the pup list has hindered the Colts this season. I don't know.
I just went out here. The latest one from Captain Andrew Luck. Dearest Mother, I shall drill this week, but battle's unlikely. My sidearm proficiency would do more harm than good, I fear. Signed, Andrew.
I think it's
awesome.
And that picture of him, that avatar. Oh,
it's awesome. Big fan of Twitter account. I follow it. I like it. Good stuff. Marlon Mack, his teammate, though, looked good. He is in line, according to Chuck Pagano, for more playing time. He looked good, Scott.
Yeah, man, he definitely adds a definite spark to the offense that they need. You know, you can't just have T.Y. Hilton there. Jacoby Brissett has been an ample backup. This gives this offense some balance. Yeah, he's really displayed some nifty big play ability, you know, every time he's gotten the chance. So he's going to be a hot pickup.
He rips off big runs, you know what I'm saying?
Does.
17, 22,
he doesn't go out
25.
Of bounds when he does them either.
No, and then he hits the perimeter. He don't run between the tackles. He gets to the edge, and he's trying to outrace you. A player like that, you know what I'm saying, can have some upside on a fantasy team. Like a Chris Thompson type, you hope you get more work than that, but, you know, he's a boom or bust type guy.
Yeah, no, he's, I mean, as far as running backs go, it just plays in general. If he's available, he's one of my top priorities this week.
I agree with that. Over to Tennessee, staying here in the AFC South. Marcus Mariota will be a game-time decision here in Week 6.
It's ugly.
Derek Carr expected to play in Week 6. It's ugly for Mariota. If they have to go with Castle again, that'll obviously be very, very frustrating. But the Titans, you know, they need to win a game. I mean, they're 2-3 now. Jacksonville, everyone's at 2-3 outside the Jags, who are 3-2. This division is very tight. They got to get Marcus Mariota back in there, Matt.
Well,
I thought it was the over 8.5 was a lock for the Tennessee Titans this year. And I thought they'd win that
Vegas
division.
Vegas knows.
Yeah, no, they... Without Mariota, it's a totally different team, as you say. They need him because, I mean, the Colts have been better than we've expected without Andrew Luck. So this is a big game. This really actually is a big game for the Tennessee Titans.
Excuse me.
They've lost two in a row now. I don't think Mariota's playing. You know, we heard this from Dr. A even before we heard it later in the week from the public reports, 2 to 4 weeks. I don't think Mariota's playing. It's going to be Matt Castle on Monday Night Football.
Jesus.
He gets
Christ.
Injured a lot.
Mariota?
Yeah.
He's banged up.
Yeah, he gets injured a lot. He spends time on the injury report every year so far of his NFL career. So I would be worried about that a little bit because he doesn't seem like he's able to play 16 games. And that would be something that I would worry about. Moving forward with Marcus Mariota and trying to predict how good the Tennessee Titans are going to be.
And the one guy you're definitely starting is T.Y. Hilton. I mean, he's got what now, 466 receiving yards. This Tennessee Titans secondary is atrocious.
I'm trying to swing some in the trade leagues. I mean, I'm trying to swing deals for T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton is third.
Huh?
Third in receiving yards.
Crazy. You don't think it's too late to try to swing a deal for T.Y.?
I'll pay up.
It's like Matt says, buy high if you believe in it.
I would trade Demaryius Thomas for T.Y. straight up.
Would you get T.Y. Hilton? No.
I'll put a piece in, too. I'll put Demaryius and a piece to get T.Y.
Because you're offering somebody Demaryius with your level of experience, they'll probably say no.
Demaryius and a piece?
What piece?
So here's what I have for tomorrow.
let's just say the Melvin Gordon owner also has T.Y. Hilton. I'd be like, yo, I give you Demaryius Thomas and Austin Eckler for your T.Y.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. If I'm offering you that for T.Y., you going to take it? If I'm offering you Demaryius Thomas and Austin Eckler for your T.Y. Hilton, you take it?
If I'm the Melvin Gordon owner, I would seriously consider it.
I wouldn't be interested.
I don't think I would. No. I think you're trying to sell the trade there.
I get where you're coming from and what you're thinking.
Nothing.
But,
yeah. All right, sorry.
I don't think that's enough.
There's a Rube in every league.
I'm going to propose a trade for T.Y. Hilton in the league, and I'll let y'all know what it is.
Corey, well, let me ask you this. Let me continue on here.
Sweaty.
It's getting hot in here.
What if I offered you Demaryius Thomas and Joe Mixon, and it's different?
Well, that's a lot different than Austin Eckler.
Yeah, right.
I'm probably going to do that.
That's enough for me.
You're probably going to need a run.
So y'all going to go in on Mixon?
Well, as a piece with Demaryius Thomas, I will, sure. He's better than Austin Eckler.
Oh, yeah. Austin Eckler. I mean, I'm playing the handcuff thing.
Would you trade Brandon Cooks for T.Y. Hilton?
Who am I?
You're getting T.Y. Hilton.
I'm getting T.Y.?
That's the guy you want.
Yeah, I would do that.
So you'll do Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I would
move on. Is that a fair deal?
Hilton, I wouldn't do it because I'm downgrading at the same position. I don't see the sense in it.
Scott has a point.
You have to look at it from the other owner's perspective.
Let's just say Amendola, who has a shaky injury history. Gronk, shaky injury history.
Sure.
One of those dudes go out.
I mean, I'd rather have T.Y. Hilton. Yeah. Before the season, before Andrew Luck being out.
Yeah.
See, this is what good angles you're coming from.
Hold on, Scott. Matt was talking, Scott.
I'm sorry. these are all good angles you're talking from, though, because...
Just look at it, Matt.
Because if you're in a league with a less experienced player, it's about how you sell the trade. But I don't think, and you're teaching people how to sell a trade if they're listening, but I think in leagues with people like us, you're not going to be able to do those trades.
Now pass it back to Matt.
Well, I'll say one thing. I don't like playing in leagues where I have to rip people off. I don't like ripping people off. Okay. I know it's a good feeling for some people.
You want to be in a savvy league.
I want to play in a challenging environment. Yeah. I want to be challenged. When I win, I want it to be like... But just going back, I think Brandon Cooks is a buy-low candidate. Brandon Cooks does more with less than most receivers in the NFL. You know, and he's look, the guy is on a team that's very pass happy. As you state, Amendola is a hit or a hamstring tweak away from being gone for maybe the rest of the season.
Gronk, same thing. Uh-huh. And then that actions opens up for Cooks.
Brandon Cooks is talent. Look, it's only been the first few games of the season. I don't know. I want in on Brandon Cooks.
And to your point about, you know, winning a trade, I play in both high-level and mainstream leagues. I'm numb to it. They are what they are. If I can rip somebody else off, I'm going to do it. I'm numb to it.
Don Byrne, save that clip, please.
Yeah. I'll say it again. He doesn't have to say it.
If I can rip somebody off, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
What if Corey rips you off in the GST?
So speaking of that,
it's not going to happen.
Would you do Cooper Kupp for Antonio Brown?
What? If you paid me $1,500 on the side, I would.
$1,500?
Yeah.
I'll pay you $15.
No, not happening.
Get you lunch for a couple days.
Yeah, no, it just got to take that one. You better start getting some money.
It depends on whether it's on the east side or not.
Because you got that bet with Matt, right?
You got too much.
Oh, boy.
I'll take Matt lunch regardless. Wait, if there's no better anyway.
It's not going to be the place you choose, Scott.
By the way, I told him I get the team tight end from the Lions.
How much?
Because Fell scored twice.
I'll let you out right now for a $50 Starbucks cup. That's two lunches you're on the hook for.
That's two. Your lunch goes $25, huh?
You have.
No, because if Hunter Henry gets injured next week, I win. So
you have till 8 a.m.
Yeah.
To accept that deal.
8 a.m. is about 25 minutes away.
Not happening.
It's a very good deal.
I'll take you to lunch regardless, whether we have a bet or not.
All of a sudden now, you know, every time we talk about lunch.
Money bags over here. It's awesome.
Scott making a rain in the studio.
Woo! Yeah. So no on the Antonio Brown Cooper Kupp trade?
No, he said no. Nope. Okay. Again this week, he said no.
We'll try again next week. No big deal. Hey, we're going to come back. We'll take a break. We're going to go out to your boy, Corey.
Who's that?
Hugh Jackson. He says he has no idea who his quarterback is.
You're not coming for me, are you, Greg?
Back to us.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So Hugh Jackson has had two go-arounds now as an NFL head coach. Things went mediocre, I would say, in Oakland. 8-8. Goes to Cleveland, wins a game last year. Winless through five in 2017. Corey, you like Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a Hugh guy.
He's got to start taking better jobs, though. I understand you take what you can get. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to put yourself... Because you see, know what happens now? But this situation...
Stink on him.
Exactly. So you got to go back to play that coordinator game, that quality control guy. You got to build yourself all the way back up because you're going to have that smell of the Browns on you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's unfortunate for him. But bottom line of the matter is he's the team's head coach and he's not winning. So you know what? Are they going to let him ride it out? I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. Because you... If I'm letting you ride it out, right? What can you point to? What can you say?
I hear you, but what does he have? And I get what you're saying, picking better coaching jobs, but it's tough to turn down an NFL.
No, this is true. You're right. I understand
the money, the prestige. You want that opportunity. I think he's a good coach. I just think he really has no pieces. And by playing Kaiser, even if he didn't play Kaiser, the other options aren't really good neither. I mean, Hogan did come in and look pretty good in his two spots this season, but I think he's a good offensive monster.
Yeah, the only playmakers there are really like Duke Johnson and David Njoku. Unfortunately, like Crowell gets scripted out because, you know, this team is so bad. It's like Matt says, they really have nothing to work with. And I think, you know, from one report I seen that they were leading Hogan for this week.
Yeah, you know, Hogan was the guy, he only missed three passes, and the offense moved on last Sunday.
I spent Sunday here on Fantasy Football Live that whole first half saying Kevin Hogan has to come in. You know, they have to make a move here. And, you know, they did. So to their credit, I don't know what they're going to do this week. I don't see why Kaiser can't sit back a week or two. You can always go back to him. Just give the kid a little break. Give him a mental break. Let him see the game from the sidelines. And then you put him back in.
By the way, as you guys were chatting it up just now, I looked up what Mike Pettine's up to, the last Browns head coach. Nothing. Nah. Like, everyone gets a new job in the NFL, he doesn't have one.
Nah, it's tough.
Probably because he's also a snitch.
I'm about to say, he's not really he's kind of a grimy dude, too. That probably has something to do with it also. I think he was more liked than what Mike Pettine is. But nah, but listen, okay, you said you was going to go with Kaiser, the young quarterback. You're known as offensive mind, a quarterback guru.
Yeah.
All right, so when you take that onus on, then you're saying, this is my show, let me got it. Yeah. When you don't win no games, you got to go. Sorry, Hugh.
I agree. I'm
got to go,
you.
Scott.
I'm with him.
He can beat OC beat OC in Seattle for you. How you like that?
We don't need him.
Well, after your
running back situation, I think you'd want to go with Hugh Jackson.
It's not the coordinator. It's like there's...
Coordinator is going to be the new coach of the Browns.
Oh, Scott, please let me know when Tom Cable's the best offensive line coach in the history of the world again.
When did I ever say that?
Say it all the time.
I said they believe that Tom. I've never said that once. What I've said is that they believe that Tom Cable can take everybody, and make him into J.R. Sweezy, and it's not true. I said they're stubborn about it.
A couple of injuries you wanted to talk about.
How's his weight, Tom Cable?
I don't know. I don't know the tail of the tape on him.
Julio Jones coming out of the bye looks good to go.
Practice all year.
He was catching passes on Monday. It wasn't a real practice, but he's catching passes on Monday. Yep. Helmet on, looking good. Good to see from Julio Jones.
No doubt. It'd be good if he'd get in the end zone.
That'd be nice, too. By the way, what about a phone line? That's for you, by the way, at 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. I just want to get that out there. The phone lines are now open, Corey.
No doubt. That's the same thing I do.
Uh-oh. That's good. I just want to try to follow you lead.
No, you're Mr. Sussman.
No, thank you. Devontae Parker, he's got an ankle injury of his own. He's not one of these Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham ankle injuries, but he's got an ankle injury of his own. We mentioned it yesterday on this show, playing hurt versus playing injured. There's a chance he suits up Sunday. But, Matt, given Devontae Parker's history of never playing through anything, I expect him not to play.
I really don't know how to look at it from here. It's still too early in the week. Hopefully he practices. Hopefully he plays. I mean, people are expecting big things. It looks like that possibility exists, even as terrible as Jay Cutler is.
Exactly.
Because he does like throwing it to Parker. Dolphins probably be playing from behind. So game script should lead to that.
He should rub some cocaine on his ankle.
Saw that coming. Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Jerome Brown is not hurt, but we talked a lot.
Who's that? Jaron Brown from the Cardinals. I think it's Jaron.
It's spelled Jaron, but pronounced Jerome.
Okay, very good, Mr. Sussman.
No problem. Anyway, so Jerome Brown for the Cardinals. We talked about him last week, about how his targets were, his snaps were, his receptions, and how he really became the second wide receiver in Arizona.
Tell me about it.
And then he did nothing.
I had him in two lineups. That son of a gun didn't do nothing.
And now everything was down after last week. He basically split snaps relatively evenly with John Brown. J.J. Nelson in the house. So a lot going on. And I have to ask you, Scott, can we trust Jerome Brown?
I don't think we can trust any of those Arizona wide receivers. You know, you have John Brown in the mix, too, which certainly cuts into his usefulness. You know, Fitzgerald is going to continue to get catches, but the yardage numbers are not going to be there, and Carson Palmer is going to get sacked a lot.
What's the matchup this week?
Yeah, Arizona is facing off against...
They have a good matchup, I believe. I forget who it is.
I remember...
I mean, J.J. Nelson should have had a touchdown. Didn't he, like, fumble it or something like
Arizona,
that?
Arizona and Tampa is home against Tampa.
So they got a chance to put up some points this week. Listen, Yes. Here's the thing. Can you go away from him this that fast? After one game?
That's the interesting question, yeah, right? Like, yeah. We were all in last week. Like, this guy you can count on, rely on. Boom, boom.
I go back.
You go back.
If I had to?
I go back too.
If I had to, if I'm in a situation with buys this week, if I had to go back, I'd go back.
Yeah, there's the crazy thing in Arizona is there's like three number two wide receivers. Yeah. I mean, John Brown is the most talented, but John Brown can stay on the field. And J.J. Nelson has upside, and Jaren Brown was getting the targets, but it's one of those, it's like musical chairs each week.
It's annoying, though. Here's what I'll say. When it comes to the Cardinals, I just like whatever defense is playing the Cardinals, you know they're going to get like seven sacks.
Yeah, right?
That's
true.
The one thing you can count on, seemingly, when it comes to the Cardinals. Play defense that plays against them. I mean, Carson Palmer, right through our...
you know what else you can count on? You can count on Andre Ellington getting work in the PPR. Sure.
What do you think count about Jameis this weekend?
I'm going right back. I understand, you know what I'm saying? This is Pat Peterson, right?
It's Pat Peterson.
Yeah, I'm not even tripping off it. Fire up the crew, Deshaun and all
I'm
of that.
I'm firing up Deshaun, definitely.
Yeah, because Deshaun's not going to see Pat. But then again, you never know, he might.
I don't know. You would think he'd get to be Mike Evans.
You better be firing up Jameis Winston, because you know, you're the one that says, listen, I don't care how he looks. The numbers are there. It doesn't matter.
Give me.
Yeah, he doesn't look good as an NFL passer, but... You know, the fantasy numbers are there.
Him in his face, Scott?
Yeah.
You talking about him in his face?
Yes.
I have to say, this year he's looked like the NFC version of Blake Bortles.
He hasn't been.
I like Jameis. I was in on Jameis, too.
Gotten off to a good start.
Just being honest.
No, no, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? He's got to do a better job protecting the football. He's got to do a better job running that offense. He's got to do a better job getting that chemistry down with the young man, Jackson. They don't have no bye week to work on stuff. So, you know what? But listen, adversity. We'd be all right, though.
Yards per attempt is up. That's a good sign. I said that.
Yeah.
Always looking for a positive.
Look at that.
He's not going to be. Did he finish as a one this week? I looked that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, he really did bail out his week that fourth quarter. Because I was sitting there, one of the games we had, he had 5 points, and I was like, Jesus.
I know what you're talking about, man. I said that and some other stuff, too.
Probably Christ after Jesus.
it was some other colorful language.
Yeah, so I'm sure there were.
Sounds like the kind of words you would hear come out the White House.
With the Eagles, they play on Thursday against the Panthers. Good Thursday.
That's going to be a goodie, right?
That's
gonna
be a fun one. The Eagles, yeah. And Panthers. It might also be terrible. I'm not really sure.
I know. You never know with these things. You're right.
But you got the Eagles and the Panthers, and you got that Thursday night. Wendell Smallwood did not practice here. Did not quote unquote practice on Monday because they don't really actually practice. They have to list them. Short week for Smallwood. He missed Sunday's game. Scott, I don't expect Smallwood to play here on Thursday night, which means more LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement.
Yeah, Blount is really the relevant fantasy guy. You know, Clement really didn't have a good game last week. You know, it's all about Blount. He's been really good the last 3 weeks.
He finished with nine. He finished as QB 9.
It's top 10.
It's a top 10 right there. You know, you got to take it. You know, I mean, based on what we saw this week, he was the 9th best fantasy quarterback.
There you go. 9th best fantasy quarterback. And again, it doesn't matter how he looks. Because
the
numbers were there.
Dak Prescott was second. Dak Prescott is balling.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Dak Prescott's top 5 quarterback. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 quarterback in fantasy football. He's balling right now. Talking about other fantasy quarterbacks, I said this a moment ago. Derek Carr is expected back on the field for Oakland on Sunday. So you get Derek Carr back, which is probably, you know, just good news for Michael Crabtree. Nothing good news for Amari Cooper.
Nothing.
You know.
I wish I could put him on the bench this week, but with the buys, I got to start him.
I might have to start Amari Cooper again, too. It sucks.
Yeah, no. What are you going to do, Greg?
The latest on Corey Davis is that he's not going to play this week, but he's, quote, getting better.
I need him to play, especially with these bye weeks coming up.
You're a long way off, man.
Is it time to cut him yet?
You know, I've said this for a while. If you need the spot, you got to cut him. I know Matt.
If there's no reserve and you need the spot. So say you got 16 roster spots, no IR. I think you might have to send him to the waiver wire.
It always depends who's out there, obviously.
It's all about the roster context.
Exactly. I know Matt is holding on to him because he wants him to be Odell Beckham Jr. the second half
of
the year.
That'd be nice.
But I don't. If you need a spot, you got to cut him.
Yeah.
You have absolutely no choice. You could also cut Charles Clay, by the way.
Because he's going for a scope, right?
Torn meniscus, sprained MCL.
Not several weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
He's done. He's popped. He's washed. Exactly. But you knew that was coming with Clay.
100%.
So you get to take with Clay, you know what I'm saying?
Enjoyed
it. His mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. You're going to get that couple weeks of that production, then you go back to it. Somebody in this Buffalo Bills thing got to start catching the football, though. This kid Jones caught a million passes in college. Can't catch one in the damn NFL. You feel what I'm saying? What's up with that? Andre be home. Somebody get involved. Yeah, somebody got to catch the football in Buffalo. Who is it going to be?
Nick O'Leary.
Who the F is that?
It's Charles Clay's backup. Maybe Brandon
Tate.
We're rolling along. Keep it locked in here. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's the Roto Experts of the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hanging out with you here on Tuesday. Chilling out. And ultimately, we'll come back in just a few minutes. Get back into Monday Night Football. Waiver wires coming as well. We're going to do all of that in the 8 o'clock hour. We got the Houston Astros advanced yesterday afternoon in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Dodgers advanced yesterday in the playoffs.
Who did the Dodgers bump?
Dodgers bumped the Diamondbacks.
That's right,
Swept the D-backs.
All right, so the Dodgers ready to roll.
Dodgers,
great performance by Darvish.
We'll find out today. We got Cubs, the only baseball game on today. Cubs, Nats. Can the Nats bring it back to Washington? Probably not.
I hope so. I hope my Nationals get it done today.
Yeah. Scott. You know, Cubs will try to fly that W and face the Dodgers in the NLCS. Should be an epic
series. Anthony Rizzo was fired up yesterday.
Yeah,
he was yelling after they didn't pitch him with a base open. Respect me.
You know what I would have done?
He was pissed. He was pissed.
And he said in post game interview, he said, you know what? I kind of take that personally.
I would have walked right over to their dugout and been like, "What you going to do?" Just like that.
I think Anthony Rizzo would have done something. He was fired up.
I'd have walked right over to the dugout and be like, "You got all of this mouth. What you going to do?"
You know what he did? He drove in the game-winning run. That's what he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Although it was kind of like a pop, which is like landed in the right spot. He still did.
Rizzo's great.
Obviously, Yankees survive for another day. They play tomorrow. Corey, you'll be watching Game 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
You'll flip it on at some point.
I'll put it up there.
All right, there you go.
While I'm getting my waivers done.
I guess that your Ravens went tomorrow night. That's true. So there you go. So there's kind of your baseball update here for the playoffs. Have you watched a lot of the baseball playoffs, Scotty?
I've watched some of it. You know, I definitely enjoyed that game one with Houston where Jose Altuve had the home run party.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really crazy. Matt, have you been kind of quiet with the baseball?
For me, it's just like way too many home runs. It's like everybody's hitting home runs. But the one thing I will say, the Washington Nationals seem cursed. I mean, you got pitchers throwing like no-hitters into the sixth and seventh innings, and they're losing games.
Brutal.
I mean, Dusty's got to take some heat for yesterday. That was just inexcusable, his use of the bullpen.
So weird. I mean, these guys are just so damn quick to go to the bullpen.
It's going to the bullpen, not using the correct guys in the bullpen. So, I don't know.
October baseball is about clutch hitting in the bullpen.
Yep, no, that's what it's really come down to. The Royals kind of set that tone a few years back. The Yankees, to their credit, if they can get past Cleveland, that bullpen is...
Hey, if they get past Cleveland, they got a shot, right? You get past Cleveland,
Houston is good. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, Cleveland was really good.
No, that's true, too. You're right. That's right.
I mean, they can beat Corey Kluber on Wednesday night.
They can beat
anybody. Hats off to them.
Except Dallas Keuchel. They don't know how to beat Dallas Keuchel.
They got to go out there. They're going to throw CeCe out there, right?
What do you think of that? You like that?
Oh, yeah, because that's the veteran. That's the guy who's been there.
You want to know one thing I will say? I knew Bauer wasn't going to have a good game yesterday because I saw a tweet from one of, I forget what it was, but he was like 3-0 versus the Yankees with a 2-point something ERA this season.
His dad was waiting to be had.
He was kind of one of those he was due.
You know, it's also interesting that he was saying it was like a couple of little things went wrong. He had better stuff. And I feel like a couple of little things, because like Bauer's like a, not a nice dude. And he just thought that little things, probably just the errors, that it wasn't his fault. It was like the errors around him. 6 unearned runs last night for the Yankees.
Yeah, but one of the things I will say about Bauer this season is, you know, he stopped listening to himself. He, you know, went to like guys like Corey Kluber, learning, you know, how to refine some pitches, and not throwing 1,000 pitches like he thought he was this, you know.
You know, speaking of, you said Bauer or whatever, you know who's a miserable son of a gun? Adam Gase. Have you ever seen Adam Gase? He is a miserable human being. He is just like, you just, the look on his face is like.
Isn't that a prerequisite?
That's why he hired Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler has the same face.
Like Gase, I was watching the Gase press conference. It just was like, can we get somebody else up on stage, please, to do some talking? Because this is it that bad? Coaching the Miami Dolphins is that bad? Yeah. My God, he's a miserable guy.
So has Ben McAdoo, by the way. That dude's miserable.
Oh, man, Ben McAdoo is a jerk.
If I was the Giants, I'd just fire that guy. And just
you hear this idiot said, by the way, at the game? You know, what do you think of Eli? You know, he handed the ball off well.
I'll tell you.
He handed the ball off well, and I'm sure there's some throws he'd like to have back. I feel bad for Eli. I do. I feel bad.
I'm not going to go that far.
The end of his, career, mired by brutal coaching, brutal general managing, and brutal offensive line play. Sucks.
Go play. Yeah, go down there with Jacksonville with Tom Coughlin.
The last time the Giants were 4-12, the year before Eli was drafted, and Kerry Collins was the quarterback.
That's correct. Hopefully the year before Sam Darnold.
I thought the Giants replaced, I thought
we're back.
Kurt Warner.
All the Roto Experts in the Morning. TV is next.